This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Flares and explosions lit up the sky over Gaza on Tuesday as Israeli forces continued their bombardment of the enclave. Israel has dropped thousands of tons of munitions over the past 10 weeks, leaving the narrow Mediterranean Strip in ruins and killing nearly 20,000, many under collapsed buildings, Gazan officials say. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday the United States was launching a multinational operation to safeguard commerce in the Red Sea from Houthi militant attacks as incidents involving the Iran-backed Yemeni group increased, forcing more major shipping companies to reroute. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
While on a trip to Bahrain, home to the U.S. Navy's headquarters in the Middle East,
we've launched Operation Prosperity Guardian.
Austin met with ministers from more than 40 nations. He called on them to contribute as he condemned reckless Houthi actions.
That operation is bringing together more than a dozen countries from around the world to conduct joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Austin said the United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, the Seychelles, and Spain were among nations involved in the security operation.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. Senate will not vote on a package to provide more aid to Ukraine and bolster U.S. border security before early next year, as Democratic and Republican Party negotiators continue their work, chamber leaders said on Tuesday. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer told reporters the goal is to get something done as soon as lawmakers get back from the holidays in January. The White House has warned by the end of the year, U.S. aid will run out to help Ukraine. This is VOA News. Russia late on Tuesday launched its fifth air attack this month targeting Kyiv, with Ukraine's air defense systems destroying all weapons on approach to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv's military said early on Wednesday. Quote, according to preliminary information, there were no casualties or destruction in the capital, said the head of Kyiv's military administration on the Telegram messaging app. Russia started carrying out strikes on Ukraine's energy, military, and transport infrastructure in regions far from the front line in October 2022, 6 months after Moscow troops failed to take over Kyiv and withdrew to Ukraine's east and south. The U.S. state of Colorado Supreme Court has banned former President Donald Trump from the state's ballot under the Constitution's Insurrection Clause, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Colorado's highest court overturned a ruling from a district court judge who found that Trump incited an insurrection for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. But that judge said Trump could not be barred from the ballot because it was unclear that the provision was intended to cover the presidency. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo says he is confident Wednesday's vote will be credible despite concerns over poor election preparations in the conflict-ridden country. VOA's Carol Van Dam has more.
President Felix Tshisekedi says the Democratic Republic of Congo's elections on Wednesday are crucial not only for the future of the Congo, but also for the future of Africa as a whole. Since his election in 2018, Tshisekedi has introduced free primary education and health care for pregnant mothers and babies, but he's been criticized for not doing more to help ordinary Congolese. More than 60% live on less than $2.15 a day. He's also struggled to stamp out rebel violence in the East, a cause he campaigned on. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.
The European Union and the United States urged Serbia to address concerns about its electoral process after independent observers found ordering abnormalities, including vote buying during Sunday's snap election. The electoral process in Serbia, which has been a candidate to join the EU since 2012, needs to be improved significantly, two EU commissioners said on Tuesday. An international monitoring mission said on Monday the country's ruling Serbian Progressive Party gained an unfair advantage in snap parliamentary elections. Download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.